Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hey guys, welcome to the show. You guys get a little Christmas treat of me singing some Christmas music to you. Andrew, welcome, because I know you love it. So this is our bonus episode, episode 13, Lucky 13. This one is called Bedroom Blues. Now, I guess this will just tag along to our previous couple episodes of like sad boy and sad girl season. You know, lately I have been in this pattern of just feeling kind of lonely and sad. And masturbating has been this way. So I have found myself masturbating like a 13-year-old boy, like 3 times a day. And just needing fucking closeness. And, you know, looking at, you know, when you look at like porn and you just start to go down like a rabbit hole of like very dirty porn. And then you end up watching stuff that you wish that you never had looked at, even though you fucking come to it. And then you try to delete it off your phone and you hope no one ever finds it. It's been kind of like one of those things, not a very good time, dark period. But I cut my bangs and I cut off all that old energy, hopefully going into something better, hopefully getting rid of all that nasty. But I know I'm not the only one out there struggling. And this was for my folks, especially that maybe have gone recently through a nasty breakup or are going through a breakup, or maybe you're just scared to tell the person that you are into, that you're into them, so you're still kind of feeling that lonely vibe. Or maybe you had a loved one pass, like your partner pass on you, and I am so sorry for you. I'm so sorry to, you know, if you're like mourning them, and or maybe they're just long distance from you on the opposite fucking coast or opposite side of the world, and you can't be with them or touch them when you want to. And all of that is extremely difficult. So a good thing is masturbating. So we talk about this in like my very first episode of season one, masturbation and mental health. Okay. Masturbation does wonders for like basically everything. There's almost like no negative downfall to masturbation unless you're linking masturbation to porn, and porn is a whole other like industry of whole other ball game of things you can get into. But you don't necessarily have to watch porn to masturbate, especially if you have a great imagination. And I think a lot of us do, and you know, especially tune it to our own fantasies or whatever. And most of the time we're kind of thinking about a specific person anyways. At least I am. And I've recently, you know, almost tried not to, because I feel like in that moment, it's like, oh, I'm connecting, you know, like we're connecting. But then it's like after you're done coming, you're like, oh, actually, we're not, like they're not here still. And I still can't smell them or touch them or, you know, just fuck them. And then you're sad again. And but masturbation in itself is actually really healthy for you. It just really boosts, especially right now, and especially if you are kind of sad, it boosts all your levels that we talked about, oxytocin and the serotonin, and all of our feel-good hormones are boosted through self-touch and in touch in general, but especially through sexual pleasure and sexual arousal. You also boost your self-confidence, and you boost your self-worth. You understand your body better. It helps you sleep. It boosts your immune system. There's just amazing benefits to, especially for mental health, when it comes to masturbating. So no shame in your masturbation game, okay, guys? And I know for people out there that have like that religious background, we've talked about this before too, that it's very kind of difficult to get over that moral issue where we feel like it's morally corrupt to like masturbate or whatever. Or if you're married and you're like thinking about another woman while you're fucking masturbating or watching porn, okay, you're not fucking that person, first of all. You're okay. Like, stop it. You know, and they always be like, just because you thought about it. Like, listen, there are, just because you get married doesn't mean that you think that your wife or husband is the hottest person in the entire fucking world. There's always going to be someone hotter. There's always, and it's going to turn you on because guess what? You're a human and it's completely fucking normal. And if you pretend that it's not normal, that's even more weird because it's like you are lying, you know, and then there's that conflict, and the conflict is you're just not honest. So yeah, that's crazy to me. But if you know you are a religious person, I definitely respect that. And religion is very important to humanity and to our expansion, to the way we connect with people. There's no bag on religion at all, but definitely I do have some things to say about how certain religious groups go about the idea of self-loving and about touching yourself and loving your body in a very natural, normal way. You know, there is this thing where, it's about like falling in love. Okay. Actually, let's go into this. Oh, you know what, guys, I'm so sorry for the people, that I had missed in my last shout out. I added a few people, to this shout out. So I'll cover everyone this time, and I wrote it down so I would not forget. Thank you to the new listeners out there, the Dad Bod Chronicles. I apologize. I am not exactly certain of your name, but thank you for listening. And the Dad Bod Chronicles, that is their Instagram if you guys want to check them out. Zach at the 12 Hike Challenge podcast, I believe. If I got that wrong, Zach, I apologize. I listen to his podcast, guys. It's pretty good. There's some spooky stories on there and stuff about hunting and fishing. If you're interested, I will link all of these Instagrams there so you guys can add them and follow them and give their stuff a like, okay? David with Core Fit, thank you for listening, and I hope that your wife is recovering well and you're taking care of those little babies. Jordan Jaeger with Vet Fit and with Jaeger Live Podcast. If you guys are into self-help podcasts and like podcasts about everyday life and relatability, his podcast is very good, and I will also link his. And Nico Flores, okay, thank you guys for listening, and thank you for connecting with me, being supportive, and I hope that you know that I'm supporting you because I'm your girlfriend, Tess, and that's what I'm here to do. All right, guys. So thank you again. So now that that's out of the way, all right, let's get into sexy science because science is sexy. All right, so I was curious to the idea of falling in love with someone even though you have never met them, you know, like how can you in the time of COVID, in the time of such a digital world, is it possible to like fall in love with someone over, you know, like a dating site, over Facebook, over what, it's Snapchat, Instagram, whatever, other Twitter, whatever the fuck all the big places are, okay? Is it possible to like meet someone on the internet these days and actually fall in love with them, actually trust them, actually find a connection without ever actually being together in the first place? And if that's possible, if you can actually fall in love with someone, can you miss someone that you've never actually met in person? So I did a little digging. Okay. So this is our sexy science portion of the show. Yay. I'll take you guys to the Journal of Sexual Medicine. Okay. So basically it talks about falling in love being the same type of feeling we get when we're doing something like cocaine, okay? And it also comes with withdraws and actual cravings, okay? To fall in love, we just need the right chemical boost of oxytocin and serotonin and all the feel-good hormones triggered, okay? For each person, it's going to be obviously a little bit customized to them. But basically, yes, it's possible to fall in love with someone without actually meeting them. We're talking love as in a science of love, okay? So basically someone that does that for you, someone that boosts these feel-good hormones in you, all right? And these things trigger off this this craving or this need for somebody and a missing someone. So you can actually feel like you're missing someone, though you've never, this is actually possible. You just have to have the right combination of feel-good hormones triggered by that person to technically like fall in love with them. And then by them not speaking with you or you not being able to have that physical closeness that your body is trying to create, because it's used to creating, you know, these hormone levels by touch and by feeling and by communication, yes, but also with touch. So, you know, yes, you'll still get these hits when you talk to them and when you speak to them, when you see a picture of them or when you video chat or whatever, those things will get those like in love hormones going. And you could do something like masturbate and think about them, and it will in that moment make you feel that closeness, because, you know, you're satisfying your body, thinking about this person satisfying your body, that your love hormones are like connected with. And it could definitely boost these feel good hormones in your body. The thing is though, the thing that I have found is that then after you like come, you kind of come to this really come, you come to this realization that, they're not there, and you kind of are like, when will I see them? I miss them, and do I miss them if I've never like actually met them in person? Is that even possible? Like, why do I feel kind of like lonely? And then you just masturbate again later because you're just trying to fill this hole. This is normal, okay? This is very, very normal. And there are ways to deal with missing someone. And those ways are, yes, like masturbating would be one, but also little things just like feeling in more touch during your day. So like cuddling with your pets, hugging your children, being around your friends, and, you know, having, you know, when you do like a little play fights, little touch, every like human contact is going to help boost up your levels so they don't drop so low and then you end up missing, you know, like a person specifically who boosts those things because you have kind of a banked up bit of feel-good hormones. You can also do things like yoga, which has been like my go-to, and meditation. And it's something called earthing, look that up, or grounding or earthing, which I tried today and it definitely works. And also breathing exercises, things like working out getting all these like boosters in your body, like just elevated and just raising up all of the good feel good hormones, because that's what's going to kind of bank up to help you deal with missing someone. Now, I thought about, okay, well, that's if, you know, they're kind of far from you. But what about people that, you know, maybe they lost someone or they're going through a breakup, so they don't really have a chance to ever really get that back. So they kind of replay maybe scenes from their past relationship, and they connect with those things, and again could leave you in those bedroom blues, because after you come, you're now thinking of these past times and then missing that person. And you know that, like, things aren't going to work out with that person, or that that person is now passed on. So it could never work out, even if you really wanted it to. That is in the same thing. All you can do is just do your best to move your hormone levels up, okay? You have to balance those hormones. And you can even do things like eat chocolate and just make yourself smile, or like make yourself laugh, which kind of sounds crazy. But when we hear ourselves laugh or smile, or we put on feel good music, those boosts are feel good hormones. So that's really all that you can do to help beat that, you know? And yeah, so talking about going back. So talking about like masturbating and like watching like nasty porn and stuff like that. So I am like kind of gross, and I don't know if it is just like missing someone, so you just want like the ultimate fucking closeness to them. And so what is close? Like how close can you get? And it's like you can like do a little cum exchange, a little swapping of the spit, you know what I mean? Swapping of the cum. Like how close is that, you know, where what's inside of their body, like he comes on your pussy and then he licks it up and then it puts it in your mouth, and like now you have your cum and his cum and your saliva and his saliva, or however you identify hers or his, theirs, whatever, mixing together for a cocktail of ultimate closeness. Like that's the insides of their body. That's like, you know, swallow that shit and you become so close. And I think it's really, you know, and I never really was like, I never was opposed to that idea, but I never like craved that idea. Not until it came to like just missing someone so much that it's like, how would I combat that? It's like, okay, I fucking want you. Like, I want all of you. I want your fucking sweat to fucking leak into my pores. I want you fucking spit in my mouth. I want your cum down my throat and in my stomach and in all my holes, you know? So that has been, that has been the porn go-to, I guess. I haven't watched that much porn lately, actually. It's been more like a in my head type of deal, but porn that I have watched has definitely been the exchanging of the fluids type. And maybe that's just a little too much for you guys, and I apologize if it is, but I don't know, I'm just kind of gross. And I mean, really, that's totally romantic to me, because it's like you get to be so close to them, and then when you have to leave them, you have like part of them inside of you, right? Like you could taste them mixed with you in your mouth. Like that's, you can smell them on you everywhere. Like that's closeness, right? Like that's intimacy. And I talked about this in this last episode, two episodes ago, but that's what I want. I don't want just like, you know, fucking, I want closeness. I want these fucking hormone levels to be through the roof, you know? Like, I want to be, like, so enamored with somebody and just be, like, wrapped up completely in you know, in their fucking saliva and in their jizz. Okay, I'm sorry. And that's what it is. What it is. It is what it is. Okay. Like, what do you want me to say? So yeah, I think it just, you know, when you trust someone, you just, you know, when you, have you ever like been, what do they call it? Seeing someone through rose colored glasses. And I'm not saying that, that's very unhealthy. You need to make sure that you see people's flaws for what they are. But have you ever been just like, I don't give a fuck if it's disgusting or you're disgusting and you know what it is, like, you still want to be around them. Like, they could take a shit in the bathroom next to you and you're just like, it's fine. Like, they're just, it doesn't bother you because you just like them so much. Yeah. That's, that's what I'm on track for. That's what I'm seeking out. But yeah. And then I would say, the other thing that I have kind of been leaning on to would be just self-exploration. So, you know, doing it alone isn't all bad, right? I mean, you can have, like, fun and you can kind of live out your own fantasy because you're alone, so you can, like, practice. So it's not all bad being away from somebody, guys. It's not all bad or doing it alone. I have been into the idea of more dressing up and, kind of the idea of being like cuffed or like tied down, and also like being a cat, which is like, or like a little kitty with like cute ears and like a cute little tail. And, you know, I may have a few things, a few toys like that, that I have been using, and, some nipple clamps, and my left nipple, for whatever reason, is extremely sensitive. My right one is too, but my left one is just, like, it's just mega sensitive. I don't know why. I think that's normal, right? Like, everybody has, like, one side more than the other. So the nipple clamps, they are just that little extra something. You don't need to be with anybody to fucking use your little, I have also these little suction cup things, for my nipples that I like too. And yeah, so that's, you know, you don't have to be with anyone to use that. And, you know, I may have a new toy coming as well. Maybe a few new outfits, maybe a few new things, but like, dress up for yourself, you know, like, damn, like, look at yourself in the mirror, take some cute pictures of yourself or whatever. And just be sexy for you. And, all those things, like, they help make you happy. They help make you more confident, in your sexual game. So when you finally do connect with somebody, whether it be the person that you're missing or be some new partner, you know, you'll be more confident in your body and you'll definitely have an idea of what you are comfortable with, what you would like, and, things that you're not cool with and things that are not comfortable, because you'll have tried for yourself. So, you know, definitely masturbate. I encourage this all the time. You know what I mean? Definitely explore your body. Definitely be honest about what you like and don't like. And if you are connecting with partner or partners, make sure that you are being safe. I'm watching you. Santa's watching you. Jesus is watching you. And we're all saying, go fuck yourself, in the nicest way with love. All right. But yeah, other than that, guys, I have been crafting and I have been working and I have been cleaning and doing all the things to be distracted and to keep my oxytocin and my serotonin fucking levels up as high as possible. But yeah, what do you guys do to balance those things out? Do you masturbate? Do you play music? Oh yeah. I have been playing my ukulele, which I am not very good at. I'm not very good at, but you know, like I pretend like I am, and that makes me very happy. And I learned how to sing and play, which is fun. And, you know, I've been learning a new language, which I have been dropping the ball on in my Russian lessons. So I have just been trying to keep my mind as busy as possible. And I don't know, what do you guys do? Do you guys just fucking try to learn new shit? Do you, like read comics? Like I really, really like, Lore Olympus, which is, one of my favorite, like, comic strips ever. You can find it on is it Toon something. I will link this information in the description box. Webtoon. It's like an app, and there's a whole bunch of really great comics on there, and animes, and my favorite is Lore Olympus. So good. Pretty popular-ish, I think, but, yeah, just finding things to fucking do to keep your mind off missing somebody, and doing myself a lot, so that I could just kind of stay sane. But if you're out there, and you're masturbating, and you think that you're a bad person for it, you're absolutely not. Now, if you're like addicted to porn, or you're like rubbing yourself raw or something, that is an actual problem. So you're definitely going to need to seek help for that. But if you're just, you know, loving on yourself, that is very, very normal. I guess that will be it. I'm so sorry that it's taking me forever to get this episode out. This is the last episode of the season officially. I already have like 3 episodes written for next season, and I'm so stoked about it. I probably will be changing the artwork on all platforms for this next season. So if you are looking for the podcast and you're used to seeing the candy hearts, the new graphic will probably be what I have posted as the latest graphic on my Instagram. So that is it for now, guys. I hope you have a very, very Merry Christmas. And whoever you're missing, I'm sure they're missing you just as much. You know that I love you. You know that I'm here for you. And I'm always down to talk. So DM me on Instagram. Email me at yourgirlfriendtess@gmail.com if you would like to talk or have questions about the show. And no dick pics, please. Thank you. Okay, guys, have a great one, and I will see you in season 3.